When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. You ask the question, I hopefully give you an answer. Well, that's the format of the show. That's how it's supposed to work. But before that, we want to know who we're talking to. And today, I have such a special friend, near and dear to my heart, Derek Hawkins. Welcome back to Q&A.
Well, Nikita, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys and the amazing audience that you guys reach. And I'm super excited to answer this Q&A.
Well, and of course, you're no stranger to the Q&A with Koloff and the Man Up show. And of course, I'm going to talk about something new that you're embarking on here. But before we get to that, speaking of the broad audience, you may not even be aware of this, Derek, but currently, at present day, we have reached 93 different countries so far.
Wow, I did not know that, but I'm not surprised at all. To be honest, I am not surprised.
So we're getting your message out there far and wide. But so let's take a moment. You're embarking on something new. I'm gonna just kind of pique the interest of our audience there without revealing what that new thing is you're doing. But, you know, we go back a number of years. We met a number of years ago at the Refuge Church, where you've been on staff, I think, for about 7 years now. Is that right?
Yeah, Nikita, been on staff for 7 years. You probably have impacted my life in more ways than you probably will never know. I went on a trip with you called Quest, and it changed and transformed not only my life, but my manhood. I'm a much better man, father, you know, because of that trip, because of your impact on my life. And our relationship has just grown over the years. But I'm telling you, that trip is probably the reason that I'm able to do the thing that God is calling me to do now, because there's so many things in my identity that was transformed.
Wow, and I'm encouraged by that, Derek. And of course, what he's referring to, it was a ministry that I was a part of for 12 years, and really what eventually led to the man camps that Lex Luger and I facilitate now, and as an opportunity for men to get away for just a period of days and be able to really just chase after the heart of God and then put yourself in a setting, getting outside the city, so to speak, or away from what's comfortable and getting just disconnecting from the world for where you can just focus on your relationship with the Lord and then him empowering you with whatever it is you need, whether it is, as Derek said, to be a better father, a better husband, just a better man, you know, and just growing your faith and growing your walk with God. And if you want to learn more about the Man Camp, go to mancamp.info, and maybe you'll get to spend a few days as Derek referenced with myself and Lex and several others. And of course, You know, we have a mutual friend by the name of Jay Stewart, who you co-authored a book together that has greatly impacted society. Take a minute, Derek, and talk about Welded.
Oh, man, Pastor Jay has been a deep influence in my life, of course, and just all the things he's been able to do to help impact my life. I met Pastor Jay about 10 years ago. He's been a mentor to me. He's given me so much wisdom, insight, just about life. You know, I tell anybody, he showed me how to be a pastor, gave me influence, allowed me a seat at the table. And sometimes that influence, you don't even know the seeds of it. And I think I made this statement the other day that there are some people who see you in seed form. They believe in you before the world sees who you are. The world gets to see the value that you produce. But there are people who have been anointed to see you where you are merely just a seed. And for that, Pastor Jay has been that to me.
So he's been, I know he's been a spiritual father, so to speak, for about 10 years, plus or minus. And then, as I mentioned, you came on staff of the Refuge Church located there in Kannapolis, North Carolina, and it was on your heart. So you had never written a book before. He'd written a few, but you guys write this book, Welded, and give our listeners just a 60-second snapshot of why they would want to get a copy of the book, Welded.
Well, we had no idea that God would allow us to write a story when God knitted our hearts together. 2017, 18, and 19, there was just so much racial disunity, and it even hit the tipping point in 2020, and the Lord allowed us to write a book about, you know, giving hope and showing that the church could be a beacon of light and hope and unity in our churches and in the world by being an example of that. So the book Welded, for every single listener that might say, why do I need to hear about race? I'm tired of hearing about it, and you know, so many different of opinions about it. But this book is an inspiration from the Holy Spirit. I almost feel like a guide to hear different stories from people at different points of their lives who've seen race at a different lens, but to be able to come together and write a story about how the gospel unites us when the world decides to divide us. And I believe the book Welded will inspire you, give you hope, and challenge you to figure out, what can I do? Can I do my part in helping to bridge the gap? And I believe that all of us have a part that we can play.
Well, and I want to encourage you, you know, you may not be an avid book reader, but I want to encourage you to certainly pick up a copy. Go to Amazon, pick up a copy of Welded, Jay Stewart, Derek Hawkins. I believe you'll be blessed at what God has done through this relationship that he has forged between these two men, and the impact it not only can make in your own life, but there's actually a Bible study. You can turn it into a 4-week Bible study as well, and learn how to bridge, you know, the color barrier and get beyond the divert, you know, the enemy, what the enemy would try to do is drive wedges between, you know, individuals, whether it be through color or whatever else. And so pick up a copy of that, Welded. And then I said you're embarking on something new. So let's now enlighten our listener. What are you doing that's new, Derek?
Nikita, I don't know if I'm barking or if I'm getting barked at. Man, I'm starting to, the Lord has placed on my heart, you know, kind of came to me and told me something. I shared this before, you know, never tell, if you want to make God laugh, give him your plans, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, I told God, of all people, that I would never plant a church. And now, what does God allow me to do? Plant a church. And so those are the things that we're working on in 2024, January the 21st, to be exact, in Salisbury, North Carolina. It's actually going to happen at Salisbury High School. My wife and my family and some people in the city of Salisbury are going to come together and launch what we will call Promise City Church in my very hometown. I'm getting an opportunity to come back home to a place that I absolutely love and adore, with the people that I love and adore, to do life with our community and bring hope and life and just the Spirit of God to a community who desperately needs it.
Planting a brand new church, Salisbury, North Carolina, Promise City Church, I assure you, if you live in or near that area, or you're passing through some Sunday, you will want to attend and you will be blessed. In knowing Derek's heart and build the relationship that we have built over the years, I assure you. Or if you're looking for a home church, I feel confident to say you'll find a home there at Promise City Church there. And what's the website that people will be able to find out more about Promise City Church?
You can go to promisecity.church. Go find more information there. If you're looking for a place to come visit, if you want to come join us and check us out on launch weekend, it's going to be an amazing weekend, and we would love to just see anybody who feels led. Maybe you have a child or a niece or a nephew or aunt or uncle or cousin, somebody in the neighborhood that is looking for a church near the area. I would love for you guys to come out and be a part of what we're doing at Promise City Church, and I'm so grateful. Just even if you can't come, will you just pray for us? Will you consent to just being some person that prays for us, because we need it for the days that are ahead?
Well, we all do, but you are certainly right. There will be hurdles that you'll need to overcome, and of course I believe you will. You got a great mentor there in Jay Stewart, who planted the Refuge Church in 2004, so he's certainly going to help you avoid some pitfalls perhaps that you might normally have to encounter with all of his experience. And of course, collectively, together, you guys there at the Refuge, have built both in Greensboro, North Carolina, as well as Kannapolis, North Carolina, a very diverse church, people of all colors and creeds and backgrounds. And so I'm just excited for you, Derek, and what is going to happen there at Promise City Church. So that's amazing. Well, it is Q&A with Koloff, and of course, again, you're no stranger to the show, so you kind of know how it works, and we'll transition. I have no idea what you're going to ask, but let's just start with your first question and fire away.
Nikita, if you were to leave a legacy with us, what would you want to be said about you?
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today. Many people often ask me, is Nikita Koloff your real name? Well, I have news for you. Now you can get the whole story on my audiobook, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, narrated in my own voice, gaining all perspective and insight into my whole life, including my redemption.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Ooh. Boy, how much time do we have? No, I'm kidding. Maybe this is just me. I don't know. Your views change on life and things, and the older you get, at least that's been my experience. I have four children. I presently have 11 grandchildren. And counting, I feel confident there'll be more before all is said and done. And one of my goals is just to, in a sense, you might say, be the patriarch. I'm hoping that when my children and or grandchildren think back on their dad, their granddad, that more than anything, what I illustrated or what I lived was someone who just had a love for the Lord Jesus and you know, made an impact, you know, on their own spiritual heritage or their futures. You know, the Lord spoke to me a number of years ago, you know, as a dad and now as a granddad, I could, you know, I could spend money taking them to an amusement park, you know, taking them, you know, on holiday and there was nothing wrong with doing that, but he made it crystal clear to me that if I was going to invest in their lives more than anything, to invest in their spiritual future. Now I'm talking about my own children and grandchildren presently. And so that's what I have done, whether it's, you know, whether it's been taking them to a youth conference or paying for them to attend a youth conference or buying them a Bible with their name engraved on it or something that would spur them out. Like my granddaughter right now, like I'll randomly like send her a variety of different worship sets. She just recently given her life to Jesus, and I had the privilege of baptizing her. And talk about the thrill of a granddad, right? Being able to baptize your grandchild. And so I want to sow and invest and spend my money on their spiritual future. And then I say that to say this, I'll just kind of wrap up my answer by saying anyone and everyone else that I encounter or come in contact with, my hope is when they walk away from that encounter, they're in some even small way, they're a better person having met me, whether it's because of an encouraging word I may have spoke to them or an opportunity to pray for them or just was a pleasant person for them to meet. And so kind of a long-winded answer to your question, but that's the legacy I hope to leave behind.
Man, that's amazing. Well, I'll give space for one or two more if you let me.
Yes.
When it talks about the impact that you've had on the lives of men, what will you see the greatest lesson that you've learned about manhood that you give to other men?
Well, you know, let's just say for the men who are married out there, you know, and scripture immediately comes to mind is, you know, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And, you know, some men are like, okay, like, how do I do that? Well, how you do that is you first learn how Christ loved the church. What does that mean? What's that mean? You know, how Christ loved the church, how does he love the church? And the church in this case being the body of Christ, right? The body of Christ. So go study how he loves his creation, how he loves his people, and then how he served them. And then in turn, you should then have a better idea on how to go love and serve your wife and your family. And so I think more than anything, Derek, for every man listening out there and or for any woman listening, we have a lot of women that listen to this show as well, both this show and the Man Up show, and hopefully glean and learn something from every interview that I've done. Is really become a student of the Word of God. So the best advice I can give to any man out there is to become a student of the Word of God. Study the Word of God, and as you study the Word of God, God, I believe through the Holy Spirit, enlightenment and empowerment will bring revelation of what the Scriptures mean and who you are to become as a man. And then in turn, the impact you can have on the society around you, if you'll take the time to do that.
Man, that's amazing. Do I have time for one more?
Yes, sir. We sure do. Come on.
All right. What advice would you give to me? You've been a person that's been in ministry, started ministries. And the advice that you would give to me about your journey and your faith with God, what advice would you give to me as a church planter that's starting something from the ground up? What would you tell me?
So you're embarking on a huge endeavor. Of course, the Lord is leading you to do it. So you know that I feel confident to say I know it's going to be successful because the hand of God is on it, and he's leading you to do it. So, one, you're not just trying to do it because it's a good idea. You know, you're doing it because it's a God idea. So, out of the gate, it's going to be successful. Not that you're going to, you know, hit some hurdles along the way or some obstacles that are going to be thrown in your path. And so I guess the best advice I would give, no matter how busy you get, because sometimes the enemy can, you know, we can be so busy doing God things that we lose touch with reality on our personal relationship with the Lord, right? So I guess that's the best advice is, no matter how busy you might get, and as you plant this new church, is always make time. Every day, one-on-one time with the Lord. And you know, some might call it quiet time, you know, some go into your prayer closet, however you want to phrase it or term it, is to make sure, we'll just call it Jesus time, okay? Make sure you have some Jesus time set aside, all right? It's a priority. Okay, because life can get in the way, planting a new church and the business of all that can get in the way. And before you know it, you're like, man, when's the last time I just, you know, went in and sat before the Lord, right? In fact, I find a lot of pastors that come to Man Camp, you know, I had one come recently. He's involved in 4 or 5 different things. You know, and he's on staff at a college. He's co-leader at a church. He's, you know, mentoring this, that, and the other. And he said, I wear so many hats, I don't know that. And I just said, he introduced me to his parents the other day at a Christmas production. And he said, when he walked away, his mom looked at me and said, I want to thank you for inviting him to that camp because he's a different man. He came back more relaxed and more easygoing. He's just a different man. And he said on day one, I didn't remember Derek saying this, but I said, Bill, here's what you're going to find out here at camp is when you return home, that life went on without Bill. People could still exist without Bill being in the picture. He goes, you were right. And so I'll just summarize all that too. To say, I'll share with you what a past spiritual father shared with me, Derek. I'll never forget him saying this. He said, always remember this, Christ died for the church so you don't have to. And I went, okay. And he goes, you know, I'm traveling, doing all this evangelism and revivals, and as much as these people love me, if I were to pass away and die on this 4-year floor, they'd step over me to get to the next speaker as much as they love me. Yeah. And so I've got to remember, and you need to remember, to always set time aside. One, you're not that big a deal, Nikita, but two, always make sure your personal relationship with Jesus is your number one focus outside of anything else you do in ministry or anything else in life. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Never forgot that. So we don't have to kill ourselves, you know, trying to do so many God things, right? We just need to focus on our relationship with the Lord more than anything. So,
man, that's amazing.
So, man. Well, great questions, and I thank you. Thank you for being on Q&A today.
Man, listen, Nikita, thank you. You're somebody I look up to. Your voice in my life has spoke to me and spoke me out of some of the darkest seasons of my life and helped me to see value and helped me to see myself the way that God saw me. And I say this from the bottom of my heart. You have impacted more lives than you'll ever know. Mm. And I know that eternity will tell the story of your impact and the earth and how many lives that you're impacted. I love you deep. Thank you for always believing in me, giving me an opportunity to share on your platform. I do not take it for granted. And I pray that God will continue to expand this show throughout the nations of the earth. And I love you guys so much.
I appreciate you, Derek. And I love you. And I'm just so excited for what the future holds for you. Promise City Church, Salisbury, North Carolina. That website one more time, Derek.
You can go to promisecity.church.
Promise.
And get more information
promisecity.church. And go on to Amazon, pick up the copy of Welded. You will not be disappointed by in reading that book as well. And go out today and live a God-filled, God-blessed day yourself.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.